one of his answers to them, in which he teaches them the halacha and he tells them what to do, tells them how to make tefillin. It's a fascinating thing. It's like Jews from in Samoa today, right? And they want to know something. So who do they write to? You know, write to the rabbinate in Yerushalayim. And today you have many times, there are many law cases about it. People, Jews, leave over in their will, they leave the money to the chief rabbi of Israel and he should spend it at his discretion. Well, we find such things in the papyri from Elephantine that they said, you know, he leaves his estate to the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol can do what he wants with it. That makes the centrality of the place, the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, the Sanhedrin, that's the address for the Jewish people. And it's especially the address for those Jews who are scattered and are far away from Torah centers. As I mean, it's just mind-boggling if you think about it. Imagine 150 Jews at the end. That's the end of the world, the Aswan Dam at that time. I mean, the dam wasn't there. Aswan is the end of the world. All right, the crocodiles are in the Nile. And they were hired to stand there and collect customs duties for the Persian Empire and to prevent the marauding tribes from Africa from coming into Egypt. Some job for a nice Jewish boy. And they wanted to be Jews. And they didn't know how. They didn't have anything. They wrote him that he should send them a Sefer Torah. He said, you know, you set them up. Literally like Jews in Curacao or anywhere else in the Jewish world. It's mentioned here. He mentions it. He dates it here. For what? 408-407. Elephantine Jews send letters to Bagoas. 408 before the Common Era. So that's that's a remarkable, and we have those documents. I have a book at home. You can get it. It's a small paperback book. It's very interesting. It's called Letters from the Elephantine Jews, and it has exact translation. The letters were written in Aramaic, not written in Hebrew. They were written in Aramaic. So these Jews originally came from Babylonia, and they knew Aramaic, and that was. Aramaic was the Yiddish or the Ladino of its time, and that's the language they communicated in, and they wrote and they asked them, literally the letter says, make us Jews. We want to be Jews. Help us. So that address is Yerushalayim, and that was the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, was their influence. It was part of their policy to establish Yerushalayim as the address rather than Bovel or anywhere else in the Jewish world.